This is the Boy Scouts of America. You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA. ACRA.
Perfect. ACRA. Thank you.
Thursday, December 1st, there's all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM WGXC, including John and Alice Coltrane are featured on the Transformational Listening Show at 11 a.m. on 90.7 FM. Then Alan Skerritt takes over the airwaves live from the WGXC Hudson studio for his Crossroads in Rhythm show after the local news at noon, 2 hours. Until it's time for the What's the Frequency Kenneth show that mixes the week's news with new music. Turn on the news at 3 p.m. with an episode about Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Heather Contat and John Panther are the featured artists at 3:30 p.m. on the Radia show. And then at 4 p.m., we will hear all about the Winter Walk from Carolyn Lee in Hudson this weekend and the Athens Victorian Stroll from Carol Pfister next weekend in Athens. And then 7 p.m. is time for WGXC's show about technology, the Singularity Show from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, broadcast live from their space on West Bridge Street in Catskill. And it's time for Donna and Honey's Love Motel with relationship advice at 8 p.m. 9 p.m. we're live from Toronto with Andrew O'Connor and the Disco 3000 show. At 10 p.m. we're live from Columbia County with The Magic Stranger on The Magic Stranger Show at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org. and click donate. Thank you for your support.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio live. And what do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. You're 40 and there's some kid half your age who will take your job and do it for half the money, and then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
Good evening and welcome. My name is Peter and you are listening to Rock and Roll High School. I screwed up the intro. I know we just talked about it.
No, I loved it. I like when you just pretend like I'm not here. It's because we're not here. We're not in the same room. It's hard. We're broadcasting live from our homes. We miss each other. We miss the radio station. We miss our friends. But we've got the music, man. welcome to Rock and Roll High School. This is a show where we talk about 1 year for 2 hours.
Right, that was the tagline we discussed before coming on the air.
Yeah, you didn't let me say it the way I wanted to say it, which is we talk about 1 year for 2 hours for no reason. But that's our show premise.
The reason's
random
in there.
Random year, 2 hours. We do some real basic research on what happened that year because we don't know anything.
Right,
we do a little, some tunes,
some very cursory commentary from a glossing over of some of the most major events in the history of
which
the world.
Which I think has a really positive connotation. We're just glossing over it. We're just picking up.
Yeah.
1985 is the year that we picked out of a hat last time, which is actually a very momentous year because my co-host Peter was born that year.
It was. That was the year of my birth.
And it was also, I don't know if you know this.
Minimal research to figure that out.
I don't know if you know this because you weren't privy to this information, but the man, the myth, the legend that runs this radio station, the wonderful Tom Rowe, graduated high school in 1985.
Oh, I love that. I mean, could have done a show around that. You know?
Yeah. Well, I asked
Tom and all the other, you know, wonderful people who I'm going to, you know, forget names. I'm just blanket everyone at WGXC during this unprecedented time. Mm. Just doing incredible stuff, keeping us informed, entertained.
Yeah.
I hear Tom in the morning, you know, I'm drinking my coffee, having my, you know, morning anxiety, basically just going through my process.
Which really isn't that different from before.
Oh, no, it's not
different
at all.
This global pandemic.
No, it's the same.
The morning anxiety has always been there. It's just like it's heightened and it's about different things now.
Yeah, but, you know, hearing Tom's voice on the radio in the morning, kind of given the facts, it's comforting. So thank you, Tom.
It brings us all back together. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, WGXC. Thanks for having us. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We have a show. We have a show.
This didn't happen like 48 hours ago, our last show. There was a whole month.
I know. That happened. Isn't that crazy? April just.
This is the thing people have been talking about, right? Yeah. You told me this when we were talking about.
Yeah, something about like our brains processing information when we are in a routine. Our brains process time as going by much quicker. And so that's why April felt like it did not exist, because we were all doing the same thing day in and day out, staying in, washing our hands, stressing out, reading the news, then not reading the news, reading it too much, reading it not enough, trying to figure out that balance. That's what
I felt. Yeah, I mean, that's the dynamic, right?
Yeah.
And as a little break from the news, we'll talk about the news from a time that has gone by.
Honestly, and actually, it was a little reassuring for me to read the Wikipedia page for 1985 and see how many horrific things happened that year. And I was like, honestly, as my friends like to say, the news has always been bad.
Yeah,
it's always been bad. Like, there was a lot, I feel like there was a lot of, like, planes being taken down, like plane crashes, and then also like planes being fired at, like
for those
the bomber was sending out stuff,
right? For those if you're tuning in just now or for the first time, this is Rock and Roll High School, where we pick a year out of a Russian doll at random and play music and talk about it. What you should know kind of right now, right off the bat, is a lot of these times it's going to sound like we're experts on certain topics. We are absolutely not. This is not a not a place for finding facts per se, just sort of colorful commentary about, you know, a time and the music and culture of that time.
Sure.
I'm saying that only because, you're mentioning all these planes, and I think we read all about them in the same place, which is sort of the summary of what happened that year on Wikipedia. And there's every other one, it felt like there was a plane problem. So,
it was not a great, listen, the news was never good.
News has always been bad, I guess.
I mean, it makes me feel better. I'm like, we're not, I don't know. Like, every day that we wake up seems like a harrowing, you know, like what is going to make me feel like the world is ending today? But like, maybe, you know, that's just what it means to be alive.
I can't remember whether I did the spiel last episode or with you off air or just to every other person I've spoken to, which, you know, is not many over the past weeks.
All of the other people you talk to. Yeah.
Right. Minute to minute, I am like kind of feel a wave of dread. Mm. Like, oh my God, what's happening? And then the next minute I'm like, oh, actually, you know what? This is all pretty on brand for what's been going on lately.
Yeah.
There was, I think, this moment the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. Donald Trump got elected president. And then it just sort of feels like it's been a little bit upside down. You know, like a different dimension almost.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
There was slipped into a different.
Like a rip in the space-time continuum. Yeah. Listen, the good thing about our show is that we don't have to talk about anything that's happening in 2020.
That's it. We did our block on that.
We're talking about 1985. We're talking. What's funny, too, is that we talked about this earlier, but I like realized through researching for this show, and by that I mean like putting together a playlist, that I kind of hate 80s music.
Which, I'm not a huge fan either, actually.
Yeah. And so like it was hard. But then I kept being like, but I think it's because I hate like what's, you know, like what was like, not like I hate mainstream music because I love bad mainstream music.
Right.
I just,
right.
It was like this kind of 80s sound is like not my sound. But then I kept reading and being like, oh yeah, that song that I love, that was actually, that came out in 1985. What a weird concept.
Oh wow. Yeah. Look at that.
And then people, people keep texting me being like, will you play this song? And I'm like, oh, that also came out. Like, so really, we have an embarrassment of riches of music to
play. We have so much good stuff to play. I mean you did incredible. You everyone should know that, you know, Anya is really truly the driving creative force, if maybe for not the whole show, particularly the musical selections, which I'm saying now not actually to throw her under the bus if you don't like what you hear, but just that, you know,
it's really convenient.
You're great at this. You're very good at this.
Anya picked all these songs that we hate, that we both mutually hate.
We've never really talked, like, I don't think so far on the show we've gotten into, like, any kind of, like, technical nitty-gritty about, like, sounds happening at an era. But something's been going on in 1985 that was happening, I think, and why I kind of blanket, just even when there's good songs, don't really like the way it sounds, is I feel like at some point, somewhere in, like, the valley in Los Angeles, someone just showed up with like a dump truck of money and cocaine. And they were like, here, engineers of, you know, Southern California, do it. You know, you have all the money.
Which you were once.
Right.
Exactly that.
The money and cocaine had, you know, long since disappeared.
Yeah.
But there's this thing, the sound, like, it's called a gated reverb on a drum. It's that, like, it's like this reverb. Yeah, yeah. I think we're definitely going to hear stuff tonight that features it, but it's like the echo, an impossible echo, like that doesn't exist in
nature.
Exists
in real life, yeah, yeah.
That everyone got this like effects box and they're like, well, I know we've been up for 4 days, but I think this is the greatest sound that we've ever come up with. So, I mean, right, and there's like a lot of like this glossy, digitally stuff that like, you know.
I guess that was like the unexplained thing where I was like, why do I hate most of this? And then some of it is like music that, you know, like shaped music to come, and yet I still can't get behind it. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Maybe I will. I'm going to come up here. This is a place of honesty. This is a safe space.
Yeah. What do you got?
I know I'm wrong about this.
Right.
But I don't understand why people love Prince. I love him as a person, but the Prince sound isn't for me. Is it because I grew up on Michael Jackson? And I know that I was wrong.
I don't know. Yeah,
I know that I'm on the wrong side of history there. But
I mean, I don't think I've ever disagreed with you on there. I don't think I can get behind
you
that.
You can. No, that's okay. That's good. We didn't put any Prince songs on this playlist, though. So that's a bummer.
Yeah. No, I guess.
Anyways, all I'm saying is there's a certain 80s sound that I can't get down with. There's a certain 80s sound you can't get down with. I'm glad you put you explained it to us. Should we play some 80s music?
Great music.
Oh no, I'm getting a lot of hate texts already.
Oh, about the Prince thing?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think this show survives that. I don't think we come out of this one without, you know, like.
Wait till you hear all this good stuff that I'm going to play. We're going to start off with the, like, not pop music at all. We're going to start off with the Jesus and Mary Chain. Just kind of ease us in to 85.
Right.
People are being so cruel to me over text, but please do text us and let us know what you think. But we'll start with some music that we can all hopefully we can all agree on. Here's Just Like Honey. Enjoy.
Walking back to you is the shade. Somewhere there's a party. Here it's never ending. Can't remember where it started. That's a lot of Adam Shade. They're planning a room in jail. Being wrong's a crime. I'm serving forever. Being strong, real kind. I need help here with this feather. And afraid is a crime, we hang side by side at the swinging party down the line. On the prayer pavement, losing proposition. Couldn't school and going to work and never going fishing. Water all around. Never learn how to swim now. If being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. Being strong's a kind, and I need help here with this feather. If being afraid is a crime, we hang side by side. Swinging parties down the line. At the swinging party down the line. There'll be plenty of room in jail. Being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. Being strong is what you want, and I need help here with this feather.
Gonna pick you up when you fall.
Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gonna pay attention to your dream? Who's gonna plug their ears when you who's gonna drive you home
to Rock and Roll High School. This is Anya.
And this is Peter.
And you're listening to our radio show about the year 1985. And that was Drive by the Cars, which is a gorgeous song.
Really good.
Before that, you heard Swingin' Party by The Replacements, which came out that year. And we started the block with Jesus and Mary Chain, Just Like Honey. Very smooth listening, that's what I would say.
If you're just tuning in, right before we start this music block, we were talking about the gated reverb drum. And I'm just realizing that when you were this little block of music, these three songs are like a perfect like arc of the gated reverb snare drum sound.
We planned that, but we truly did not.
It's like, I feel like the Jesus Mary Chain was sort of like maybe some artier band dudes, trying to use sort of a popular thing at the time, whereas
Rick Ocasek at the end
with Drive There is just like just using it to take a smooth ride.
Yeah. What's really funny about that song, I would like to tell you. So I love that song. It's a perfect song. It was actually it was put out in 1984. But I'm gonna read you a line direct from Wikipedia, and I just want you to tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
The song is most associated with the July 1985 Live Aid event, which we'll get to later, where it was performed by Benjamin Orr during the Philadelphia event. Previously, the song was used as the background music to a montage of clips depicting the contemporaneous Ethiopian famine during the London event, which was introduced by English musician David Bowie. So, that song? Are we sure? Like, it's very sentimental and beautiful, but truly none of the words. I cannot connect it to the Ethiopian famine in any way. Like,
that's I'm trying to think of how to like. It's a great song, but that's a bad choice for it, right?
Sure. I mean, I think there's so many, and I think that's actually the theme of maybe this show and the year that we're talking about. Everything's just like why?
Don't put a smooth makeout song to a montage of famine.
Right.
Who was in the room?
Thank you. Thank you. That song is like sad and horny. That's how I would describe that song.
Right. Right.
I would not, which is great, which is a great description. And that's like, those are the songs I want to hear, not the songs I want to hear while I'm thinking about the Ethiopian famine. Anyway, we'll get into more insane things that happened in 1985.
Much like the cigarette smoke that lingered in the restaurants of the day. I feel like there is a sad horniness that sort of hovers over all 80 music.
Yeah. All right.
And I, you know,
Fine.
This is fine, but don't use it as a. Yeah, I mean, I don't think. First of all, I got a lot. Well, you know, do we want to do the rest of the show on this? I could just talk to the rest of the show about this.
Yeah, no, we should. I mean, we do have stuff we do need to talk about. Which is, we have our little segments that we have to get into.
Oh, we do.
I can't. Yeah.
Well, the show is Rock and Roll High School. And
the show is Rock and Roll High School.
You know, taking that concept where we're in high school, Rock and Roll High School for the year 1985, we have these segments.
We like to we like to start the show by putting someone in rock and roll detention.
Right. And then also putting, you know, sort of revealing our secret to listeners who are, you know, high school 1985 crush is. Who's our crush?
Whose yearbook are we signing with like little X's and O's? But also, right. who are we putting in detention and asking them to write like I will not, you know, whatever over and over on the blackboard?
Right. These are two of my favorite segments that we do. In this metaphor that we just created, though, it sounds like we're snitching and sending someone to detention, and we weren't those kids. And I'm not about that. I'm not about snitching and sending someone to detention. This is sort of like, you know, rock and roll detention, which is different.
I know. It's also like
in the bathroom.
Right. That's like, that would get you on our crush list. It's we're really subverting the messaging.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We'll go anyways, that way. Yeah. Should we start with, God, this is going to be such a downer, but we're going to do it. Should we start with who you're putting in detention?
Who's in detention for me?
Yeah.
In Rock and Roll High School, in 1985 Rock and Roll High School detention, I'm putting Ronald Reagan. Now,
good call.
There's a lot of reasons that could be. Most of which, you know,
it would take us hours to get through.
Yeah, there's, but well, I'm gonna
the lasting
pull this
effects
one.
Of Reagan's legacy. Yeah,
right. This one thing in particular, I think, is very, or actually apropos of the moment we're living in, because it's sort of a what, like, like thing, which was Anyway, so Ronald Reagan is in Rock and Roll High School detention 1985 for attending a funeral in Bitburg with the West German Chancellor Hermann Kuhl, I think it was. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
Sure.
Where there was the graves of 59 elite SS officers.
Right. So what you're saying is he had like a peacemaking, he went on a peacemaking mission to Germany. Mm-hmm. And the site of
one of their meetings or a funeral, like a thing that they did, was also the gravesite of some top dog Nazi bastards, you know, like, so,
right.
Yeah, you're in detention for that one.
Yeah, he's
walk down the hall, mister, get out of here.
What he's writing in the blackboard is like, I will not mourn the death of SS officers in a big public way. And he just has to say that over and over.
Don't be president of the United States and support Nazis.
Right. I was reading about it too, and like, it's like everyone before it happened, people were like, please don't. And he was just like, no, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. Like, people were protesting, were like, can you just, I don't think this is a good look.
Yeah,
Elie Wiesel, who was like the most famous Holocaust survivor, you read all these beautiful books.
Right. Whatever.
He was like, please, can you, I don't think you should. And Ronald Reagan was like, I'm going to go ahead. What I'm going to do is visit the graves of Nazis.
Well, I believe Martin Luther King once said, the moral arc of the universe is long, but leans towards justice. And in this moment, he's getting his comeuppance, getting in our community radio show's segment called Detention, Ronald Reagan.
Right. He's getting his, or we're finally.
Right. Giving him the comeuppance he deserves.
Totally. Yeah. Thank God. Thank God someone said it finally. I also will say that the Ramones, who are obviously an integral part of this show, dear friend of the show, personal friends
of the show.
recorded the song My Brain is Hanging Upside Down, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, which alludes to Bedtime for Bonzo, a movie with from Reagan's film career that co-starred a chimpanzee. So that's all full circle there. That's great. Thanks for putting...
That wasn't great. It's great that he's in detention.
No, no, that's your segment. Segment was great.
Thank you.
Peter, thank you for putting Reagan in detention for us. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to keep this segment really brief because it's going to get really dark. And the point of our show is to lift everyone's spirits. But I think it is important to acknowledge that in 1985, we're going to put the entire Philadelphia Police Department in detention because they tried to, I don't even know where to start. Because they bombed a bunch of their own citizens and killed a bunch of children. I guess that's what I'll say. There was like an altercation where they were trying to get members of MOVE, which was a it was a group that like lived
community organization
that like fought for Black rights along with animal rights. And they had like a long history with police, but they were being asked to like vacate their home. And 500 police officers showed up in May. They tried to shut off their water and electricity in order to get them to get out, and they didn't. There was, like, I guess, a standoff with police, so it's, like, very unclear exactly what happened. But the police department dropped 2 1-pound bombs on, like, a residential home in a residential area. There was a fire. The fire spread to, like, 65 other houses, and bunch of people died. I'm gonna say that I think it was like 13 people died. I'm sorry, 11 people, 6 adults and 5 children aged 7 to 13.
Wow. All right.
So that was a crazy, and it's crazy. We were talking about this because it's like, did you ever learn about this in school?
No. Much after my, you know, like yeah. It should be
the
like
city of Philadelphia bombed its own citizens, and we just never talk about it. It is.
Oh, no, but there's a bell that's broken that they have there.
Right. We talk about that one a lot. Yeah. Exactly. And like the Hershey Factory, we all go on a tour of that. Anyways, there's a lot more to read about MOVE. It's interesting, I guess, interesting in the way that, you know, it's not interesting. It is important to read about.
It's important, I think, to know
about that.
That
is
going to
be the last dark thing we talk about because we literally can't take it. Our poor little hearts cannot.
The other side of the coin of this segment is going to uplift us, which is who's your crush?
Who is your crush, Peter? Please, let's talk about it.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
My crush from 1985 rock and roll high school crush is Hayao Miyazaki, founder of Studio Ghibli.
Thanks, Jasana.
Just
for the
written on the fact check there.
That's our in-house fact checker. That's so nice that we have one and that we can afford one.
The studio was Yeah, it's amazing how far the show has come. The studio started in 1985. Some incredible movies: Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle, just beautiful movies that also sort of have a sad horniness to them. Just kind of beautiful, but, like, beautiful, sad like, and beautiful films.
Life affirming in some ways, right?
Yeah, there's life affirmation somewhere in the sadness and horniness.
Yeah, I think my internet might have been cutting
out. How about you?
So I'm sorry if y'all heard like some glitching.
I mean, we're broadcasting in a pandemic. Everyone's gonna be fine with our broadcast quality. So who's your crush?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh gosh, that was real. That was like a whole block where I couldn't hear you at all. Thank God we're back. Who is my crush? My crush is gonna be real simple.
I had a message that there was no glitch, by the way, just so you know. They're not hearing any glitch.
Great. My crush for 1985, I posted about him on our wildly popular Instagram account where we are now at 102 followers. Please come along for the ride with us. Rock and Roll High, all spelled out on Instagram. I posted that like beautiful, perfect video of Bob Dylan, my 1985 crush, at the We Are the World
recording.
Yeah, which happened in 1985. Like lots of like big, massive charity projects with massive, massive amounts of celebrities. That was like the thing, I guess, in 1985. And Bob Dylan in the video, which again, this is not a great thing for me to be claiming over radio, but if you would like to go,
no, it is though. Actually, this is actually good radio.
He's like bobbing his head sort of to the music. He's looking very confused, and he clearly either doesn't know the words or doesn't want to sing them. He mouths something that doesn't really look like it's the right words, but he's like half pretending like he knows them. And it's really great. It's really special. It touches my heart. It's like a perfect moment, and like I can't believe they didn't edit it out of any. Like we should not have access to that footage.
We lock onto that shot that you just described for like 5 seconds. They're not like, oh, don't cut away from that.
Yeah, they're like, no. It's Bob Dylan.
Watch.
This was a creative choice he made. So that's my crush, Bob Dylan in 1985.
I'm
not on
board.
He
looks like he got dropped off there. Didn't know why he was there and had the thought, well, I'm a pro. You know, I'm going to. We're gonna get this one in the can.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he's absolutely. He's like, I'll make up my own. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's like, I could have come up with some better words for this, and he's like writing them in his head as he's going.
You think he's got that look on his face in that video because he's like, I'm gonna do Bob Dylan's version of "We Are the World" in my head right now while we're taping this.
That would be a very Bob Dylan thing. I don't know. I'm actually I'm not the one. We should ask our friend Donnie about that.
We should ask Bob. He's welcome on the show anytime.
Oh, Bob. I was saying Donnie.
Our friend Donnie might know.
Hudson's number
Donnie, one. Also friend of the show. Bob Dylan and Donnie De Niro. friends of the show.
Great. Great. That was our really dark and then really dumb segment back to back. We covered off on the stuff we need to talk about. I'm going to queue up a segment that's the second time we are hearing from friend of the show, Nathan Hatch, where he gives us a quick 30-second. How do you want to intro him?
Yeah, it's a very Nathan Hatch friend of the show, music expert at large for Rock and Roll High School. Professor? No, you don't have professors in high school. you know those teachers in high school that you call doctor? He's like one of those.
Yeah. Overqualified. Underpaid.
He's going to give us a very tight 30 seconds on just sort of like just giving us a kind of blanket view of music in 1985. Because, you know, 2 hours seems like a long time for a show. And maybe right now while I'm talking, it probably feels like an eternity. Come on now. Come on. Yeah,
not when we have all this BS to talk about in between segments. Here's our friend Nathan Hatch.
Hello, Nathan Hatch here with your very loose 30 for the year 1985. A busy and important year in music, here are a few notable albums that might have gone under the radar. The Eurythmics, Be Yourself Tonight. The Pogues, Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash. Faith No More, We Care a Lot. Slayer releases their debut album, Hell Awaits. And Grace Jones releases the iconic Slave to the Rhythm.
Thank you so much, Nathan Hatch. That was a
Nathan,
good
thank
overview.
You, as always, for your segment.
We wanted to talk about, or like we would have loved to play Slayer. We couldn't really fit them in like thematically to any of our segments. But Peter, can I ask you a question?
Right.
How do you feel about hearing some Grace Jones?
I think I feel great about that.
All right, here
we
go.
I think it would be a great segue too.
Here's Slave to the Rhythm. Thanks, Nathan, for the recommendation.
Slave to the rhythm. Rock and roll high school listeners.
To the river. Love to the river. Slave to the river.
Storm, and it never
That was the good stuff. That's how I know Whitney Houston. Wow. You're listening to Rock and Roll High School. This is Anya.
And this is Peter.
And we're chatting about the year 1985. We're playing our tunes from 1985. That was Whitney's debut album, which, like, arguably the most gorgeous album cover of all time. Just aesthetically really doing it for me. The colors, it's all perfect.
What a time.
Totally. Before that, you heard The Sweetest Taboo, Sade, Another Hero, and right before that, Grace Jones, Slave to the Rhythm, which, very coincidentally, our music... What are we
Colleges?
Musicologist Nathan Hatch.
Musicologist at large, Nathan Hatch.
Yeah. Tipped us off to, and we were planning to play Grace Jones anyway, and it was just a great segue for that. Perfect pop segment right there. What else do we need? We need to tell you you're listening to Rock and Roll High School Show, where we talk about 1 year for 2 hours. We're going to do a little moment.
I love that stuck as the tagline. That's like,
I like it.
I like
how,
it too.
I don't know how else to describe whatever this is.
This is, I think, probably a lot of people's favorite part of their month. That's what this is.
That's so cool of you to say. I hope that's true. Although, even though I made many enemies tonight for an opinion that I made at the top of the show that I will not repeat, I hope I restored some faith in my own music picks. Why did I say it? Sometimes I say things and I'm like, shut your mouth. Like, you're making enemies for no reason.
What's so great about not saying what it is that people can go back to the archives at WGXC.org and listen to earlier in the show if you're just tuning in to see the incredibly hot and controversial take that Anya had about this a certain beloved musician.
Idiot. Anyways, speaking of me being dumb, we have a segment on the show where we call Ask a Librarian, where we call up my friend Julia Callahan, who is a librarian. She literally is about to graduate with her library degree. Congratulations, Julia. We love you. We're so proud of you. Typically, we call her, but since this whole thing where we're all recording from our homes, we just asked her to send in a little description of books that came out in 1985 that were important or are important or that we should read. She gives us a little reading list.
Important books.
Assigned reading. Have you read?
Assigned reading, yeah.
Yeah, that we've never actually then gone and read, but we should.
I've read some of the books we've done in our segments I've already read. I've yet to like take a recommendation and go do it. And what we really, really need to do is at some point we'll put it in one place for you, all of Julia's incredible recommendations for the years we've done so far for each of our shows. You know, books, she's done a great job of telling us ways that we could broaden our intelligence about a particular time, which is not, you know, what I certainly bring to the show by any means. And I'm so glad that we have someone.
We bring it down.
A librarian in our rock and roll.
And then our friends bring it back up. And isn't that the way? All right. So I'm gonna play this. I haven't listened to it yet, so I don't know what her picks are. But we'll be able
to. Which I found to be very disappointing because I wanted to actually do a little pre-research so I could sound like I knew what I was talking about. But I won't
pretend
be able to
do that now. No.
Yeah.
She. I think I should make it clear that she titled this audio file that she sent me, Julia, still an idiot after all these years. which is so untrue. She's so smart. And here's what she has to say about things we should be reading from 1985.
Third and final time that I'm going to try and record this because my ego cannot take any more. I've got more than 3 books and I do apologize for that. I just couldn't cut it down at all. Okay, number one, Love in the Time of Cholera, Gabriel Garcia Marquez. First published in 1985 in Spanish, so it does count. As I recall, I haven't read this since college, but as I recall, it is about how love will doom you to pain and men can never be faithful, but I don't remember. So please feel free to read it. Write me a report. You do have.